Hi, you are listening to 3 Minutes with Yash. And this episode is intended to all the women out there. Dear women, let's look at the concept of self-defense and why it is important. Yes, a guy could be having a thought of assaulting or sexually abusing you. But if you have to go through a situation like this, well, what can you do to save your life? I'm sure you have seen a lot of news across majority of the countries like India, Africa, and many more countries which have stricter rules, but still people get away with all those rules and still find a way to attack women. Now, let me ask you a question. What do you do when you approach a snake? Yeah, maybe you're not approaching a snake, but the snake could be approaching you. But whatever it is, of course it scares you, right? Okay, you got two options though. Either you kill it or run from it. That's the concept of self-defense. Yes, do you agree with me? Okay. Now, think about what to do when someone has an intention to rape you. You may not notice the person's intentions, but what can you do and what will you do if you ever come across a situation like this? The government may or may not take an action on this matter, but you as a girl, you as a woman must take this matter seriously. I beg you and I request you to join a self-defense class. Get trained in karate, kung fu, wrestling, boxing, etc. Honestly, at this point, getting trained in anything is going to do the job. Because getting trained in something is always better than trained in nothing. Okay, now take a look at your handbag. What do you see? A makeup kit, a comb, and a mirror, yes? Duh, I can predict it so well. Honestly, at this point, your must-haves are a cell phone, a knife, and a pepper spray. Also, scissors are helpful. Even a medium-sized stone could be helpful. You never know. Carry them in your handbags if you are going out to a place which you think is unsafe for you. Also, any of these items could save your life if you are stuck outside at night in a remote location. I am not asking you to take someone's life when they try to exploit you, but the idea is to scare them to go away from you, and in the worst case, use any of those items I listed above to harm them and to protect yourself, and that's called self-defense. Again, ask yourself what matters the most, your life or the rapist's life. Well, isolate yourself for 10 minutes and give this question a serious thought. I'm sure you will get your answer in less than 2 minutes. Dear woman, please be careful and please get tougher. Even an attempt to get tougher is a bold move itself. And also remember, change begins in the society with your effort. It is better to be cautious till the country of your residence implements stricter rules and stricter punishments for all the people who exploit women. And when your country is ensuring the woman's safety, that's when you can be lenient and trust your government a little bit more, like how Saudi Arabia is so strict when it comes to women's laws. And they do really protect women, I believe, because people in India or in other nations can get away with a rape or even a murder, but I don't really believe that's the case in Saudi Arabia. And I believe that other nations have a lot to learn from Saudi Arabia when it comes to women's laws and their safety. Well, I hope you find this podcast helpful. And please keep spreading among other women or friends that you might know, because you never know who will be benefited from this podcast. Well, thank you for your time, and please do get tougher. It is high time that you get tougher. Thanks again, and take care. Bye.